Hello, this is Brock, and today we will be talking about the CF-105 Arrow, also known as the Avro Arrow, was the pride of the nation in the 1950s. The topic makes some feel proud of the ingenuity of the nation, and some feel betrayed, but more on that in a little while. But for now, a quick question. How many Avro Arrows were built? A, 4, B, 5, or C, 6? You'll have to wait until the end of the program to find out. But in the meantime, let's discuss what John Diefenbaker had to do with the subject. It is true that in many ways, in the 1950s, vintage Avro Arrow would still make a fine aircraft for the Royal Canadian Air Force. The Arrow was cancelled abruptly by the then Prime Minister John Diefenbaker in 1959. The controversial decision was driven by many factors. John Diefenbaker claimed to cancel the project due to the price of a supersonic jet. He also said that Canada had no use for an interceptor aircraft, despite the Cold War being present. Friday, the 20th of February, 1959, is known as Black Friday in Canada's aviation community. On that day, Prime Minister John Diefenbaker rose in the House of Commons and terminated the Avro Arrow, the world's most advanced military aircraft. This, in turn, caused the loss of over 25,000 jobs, direct and indirect. Many of the Avro Arrow crew went to NASA to help build the arm for the International Space Station. Now, let's discuss the origin of the Arrow. The Arrow was a made-in-Canada fighter jet that was seen as one of the most advanced planes of its day. As tensions grew among the opposing parties, worsened by espionage, proxy wars, aggressive dialogue, and nuclear escalation, Canada increased its military commitment to the Western cause in what became known as the Cold War, and this was the origin of the Arrow. The Arrow was meant to be added defense for Canada during the Cold War. Now let's discuss the one that got away, where it went, and where it is now. A small branch of the aerospace industry made an attempt to save an Arrow from impending danger. An operation was launched to save the RL-202 Arrow from destruction by the Canadian government. All parts removed from the Arrow were placed on a plane called the Goonie Bird, and the two planes set off. A radio transmission was intercepted in which the Goonie Bird said, 206, this is Goonie Bird, what is our destination? And the Arrow crew replied simply, second star on the right, straight on till morning. And it is believed that the plane ended up in the north of Canada and has been there since. Nobody really knows, since the secret died with those who saved the bird. And now to recap our new vocabulary words. Interceptor aircraft, a plane designed to attack enemy aircraft. Nuclear escalation, an increase in the possibility of nuclear attacks. Supersonic, faster than the speed of sound. Aerospace, the branch of technology and industry concerned with both aviation and spaceflight. Ingenuity, quality of being clever and original. Impending, to be about to happen. In my opinion, this is the most fascinating topic ever. If you said the answer to the multiple choice question was C6, you would be correct. There were 6 aircraft manufactured and 5 known to be destroyed. That will be all for this podcast. Thank you for listening, and see you next time. Goodbye, guys.